You're listening to BBC Radio Kent. Now, looking after our mental health has never been more important, and there's been a surge in demand for help for one Kent charity. West Kent Mind, they're based in Sevenoaks. They've seen a 40% increase in mental health issues since the pandemic. We'll hear about what the charity are doing to look at that, address it. Also, by the way, they're holding a fundraiser with a bit of a difference for Valentine's. We'll tell you a bit more about that as well on the way. Stevie Rice is the CEO of West Kent Mind and is with me in the studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dom.
Great to have you with us.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
I guess it is one of the most challenging things we all face in life, trying to work out who we are, our mental health. And it happens for so many on a regular basis that there are moments where we just stop, don't we? And we just say, I need a bit of help here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think life these days is very tough. You know, we've been through a pandemic. We've been through the cost of living crisis. We see such awful things happening globally that, you know, as human beings, we can't help but be impacted by this stuff. And it does impact. It impacts us no matter what background you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you earn, no matter what age you are. Mental health, poor mental health can impact on everyone.
So what do you think this increase is? Why is it there? Why is it coming your way?
Well, certainly over when we were coming out of the pandemic certainly had a huge impact. You know, there was, that sense of anxiety and uncertainty, the loss of connection, the loss of social networks, the loss of our freedoms, you know, really had a massive impact on lots of people. And then as we moved out of that, we were hit by this, oh, God, the cost of living crisis, which was so traumatic for so many people who were struggling with so many different issues themselves. So if you were facing mental health issues before the pandemic, it was pretty likely that you would experience those issues in more magnitude afterwards. If you were facing any kind of difficulty pre-pandemic, it was much more likely that you would face significant inequalities afterwards. So any kinds of discrimination, any kinds of inequality, any kind of stigma, any kind of discrimination at all, you were likely to be facing poor mental health afterwards. So pretty horrific situation, really, that those that were more disadvantaged became much more disadvantaged after the pandemic.
And looking at those numbers, you know, stats are always one thing, but I always think behind every statistic, there's a human being story there. And is that really unusual for this time of year that you see these numbers coming in? Or is it purely based on, look, everyone's gone through a lot and they're still going through it?
I think it's been progressive. So, you know, since the pandemic, it has built and built, really, and certainly the current economic situation is exacerbating that. But I think, you know, certainly time of year doesn't help. We're all wanting, you know, to move forward for spring. But it's not just the number and the amount of mental health demand that we're seeing. It's also the complexity. So that's one of the things that I think for a small charity like West Kent Mind, and for many charities, we're seeing more complex cases. So you might be disadvantaged in one area, but actually, you know, you're somebody from an ethnic minority community facing economic uncertainty. You know, you may have lost somebody through the pandemic, or you maybe have lost your job through the cost of living crisis. So there are so many issues that are layered and layered on top of each other that are causing real hardship for so many people.
And of course, we know it takes a while before someone is then coming forward because they go through something in their life. And then to actually reach out and say, I need some help here, that takes ages. Because people, you know, we're inside, we're like, oh, I'll be all right, I'll deal with it on my own. Other people might say that awful phrase, oh, pull yourself together, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most frustrating things for us, really, is that people don't seek the support when they need it. It does take a period of time before you get to the point where it becomes breaking point. And that's really difficult. So one of the things that we're trying to do now is to talk to people about their well-being, their mental health, much earlier. We talk about preventative stuff, we talk about early interventions, stuff. But it's really important that as you start to think, oh God, I'm just really not feeling great. And it's become a few days, it's become a few weeks, it's become a few months. You must get that support. Reach out to people because there are people that can support. People have been through exactly what you're going through and will be able to help. And sometimes just that talking to somebody who's been through that can make all the difference.
And then Stevie, how does it work for you as a charity? Because if you've got this extra almost pressure of more people coming, you've got to keep going. You're a charity. How does it work?
With a lot of difficulty, a lot of passion and a lot of enthusiasm, I have to say. So I work with the most passionate and compassionate team imaginable. I mean, they are extremely extraordinary members of staff and volunteers and trustees. We're a fantastic family, and it's really them that keep us going. You know, they put everything into their jobs. But it's tough, you know, trying to find the money to keep a charity going in this climate is very difficult, because the competition for funds has increased massively. There's no doubt about it. People have reined in their own spending, so it means people aren't giving so much. That's really, really tough. So, and everything's gone up. So when we were delivering services before the cost of living crisis, it might cost a certain amount of money. Now it costs a whole lot more. So in actual fact, you know, just trying to keep the lights on, just trying to keep the electricity bill paid is really tough for a charity like us. So we really need the support from our local community.
Because I think, you know, we forget the impact that you're providing service, but actually you yourself have got the same cost of living issues in relation to how much your electricity bill costs. You might get a little bit of help sometimes, but generally speaking, from the charity sector, you've still got to deal with the same issues.
Absolutely.
And so have your staff and volunteers.
Yeah. Our staff need paying. You know, we need to pay the same bills as everybody else. It's tough times.
And volunteers, Stevie, in the best of times, you know, amazing group of people, but even they must look sometimes and go, I don't know if I can manage to volunteer at the moment.
Absolutely. And I'm hearing from charities across Kent who are saying, you know, actually it's very difficult for their volunteers, you know, to travel and just to afford the petrol money, the diesel money, to get to the volunteering experience. So that's really difficult. I mean, luckily we're quite a close-knit community and our volunteers don't travel too far. But if you are somebody that has to rely on a vehicle to get to your volunteering place of work, then yeah, pretty difficult stuff.
We talked about fundraising and that's a massive part of what you do. And I noticed at the end of last week, you launched something for Valentine's Day, a silent auction. You've got loads going on. Can you just give us an update on that? It runs until the 18th of February, so there's plenty of time this week to get involved.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited, Dom, to be sharing this with you, because it's all about sharing the love. So we've got a silent auction running, and it's been running since last week. It finishes on Sunday, so that's the 18th of February. And you can win all sorts of different prizes, and we're focusing on luxury. So you've got spa breaks, you've got a signed Chelsea shirt. I mean, that's luxury to some. Overnight glamping experience, wine, champagne, gym sessions. I mean, all sorts of hampers, beautiful, beautiful hampers, you know, real luxury hampers. And all of that's up for grabs. So the fantastic thing about a silent auction, I mean, you can bid for yourself or someone you love. But the great thing about a silent auction is you can go in and you can put your bid in now, and then you can relax for the rest of the week. But do check back, because on Sunday you might be outbid, and it can get quite a bit of a scurry at the end, you know, to get your winning prize. But the lovely thing about this auction is that it really, you can bag yourself a beautiful prize, but you're still helping a local mental health charity.
And what will that do for you? The money raised, people bid, and those who've got the money to do it, how much help will that give you as a charity?
Oh, it's so critical at this point in time, because as I said, it's you know, the funding landscape is so very difficult, and you know, and I know times are really hard for everybody, but it enables us to keep our core mental health services running, and that's so important for our community at the moment. You know, we've seen that 30-40% increase in demand, and we absolutely have to stay here. We have to exist into the future, because there's so much demand in our local community.
Here is the website for the silent auction. You can go to www.auction.westkentmind.org.uk. That's www.auction.westkentmind.org.uk. It is live now, closes on the 18th of February, 50 lots up for auction. And Stevie Rice, CEO of West Kent Mind, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Dom.
Will you come in again and join us?
We'd love to.
Yeah, it'd be really nice to catch up with you as well.